From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Thursday.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Coronavirus health issue, of course, but it will be eventually in some way, shape or form, I guess, economic.
Yeah, it will. I mean, yesterday morning I noted that the Asian trading session had been weak, and we can probably lay some of the blame on that on concerns over the break of what's been called the Wuhan coronavirus. And concerns were escalating, and there were fears out there that the fears are out there that we're going to see a repeat of the SARS outbreak that we saw in 2003, which brings with it the potential for a pretty significant human cost and potentially material economic cost as well. Now, as far as I'm aware, the World Health Organization are meeting at the moment. They haven't recommended travel restrictions yet, to the best of my knowledge. We know that the coronavirus affects the respiratory system in mammals, so it affects humans. It's believed to have originated in a seafood and poultry market in the Wuhan province, hence the Wuhan coronavirus. The facts at the moment, so far, as far as we're aware, 440 people confirmed the virus, 9 deaths. I had a look at SARS over the SARS episode, and if these numbers are correct, something like 8,000 people caught SARS and there were 800 deaths. Now, economic fallout will tend to hit travel and tourism related businesses initially. At this stage, the extent of the impact very hard to determine. It's obviously Chinese New Year, the largest annual human migration. Now, one of the issues with the, apparently, and I'm no doctor, but one of the issues here with the Wuhan coronavirus, it is different from SARS. SARS symptoms came on, were very extreme, so people knew they had it. This Wuhan coronavirus, people don't necessarily know they have it because sometimes the symptoms can be quite mild. Now, that's problematic because it means people are traveling with the virus and they don't know they've got it. So there are some now, there are now estimates that maybe there are a lot more people affected than we believe, than that 440. Now, trading yesterday, and on the Asian share markets actually bounced back a bit. That seems to be being attributed to the transparency with which China is dealing with this. They're telling us a lot about it, and they've taken steps in Wuhan to try and restrict travel there. It has put a little bit of pressure on the Australasian currencies. That's due to the trade exposures, or the large trade exposure the Australia and New Zealand have. It's not significant at the moment, though. If we look, Mike, historically at the impact on share markets of these types of medical events, it tends to be limited and quite short-lived, but obviously with a disproportionate impact on those companies that are more immediately affected.
Very interesting. All right, give us the numbers.
The numbers this morning, the Dow Jones, 29,218. Just dropped 29,198, so barely changed at the moment. 3,327 on the S&P 500, up about 7, and the NASDAQ 9,410, up 40 points at the moment. The FTSE 100 lost 47 yesterday, 7,563, or down 0.6%. The Nikkei, 24,031, up 166, or 0.7%. The Shanghai Composite also up 9 points, so 0.28% gain there as well. On Australasia, the ASX 200 gained 66,7132, up almost 1%, so good day there. The NZX 50, 11,889 was the close, up 84 points, or 0.72%. On the currencies, on the wholesale markets, one New Zealand dollar will buy 0.6589 US, 0.9635 Aussie, 0.5943 euro, 0.5015 pounds, 72.41 yen. Gold, $1,555.85, down small. And Brent crude down as well, $63.31.
You have a fabulous day, mate. See you for Friday morning. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.